greatly appreciate it. Thank you very much. This is the Lieutenant Governor's office, if I'm not correct?
This is the Governor's office, but I can get you down to the Lieutenant Governor's office. Hold on just a moment. Lieutenant Governor's office.
How you doing? Who am I speaking to, please?
This is Ashley.
How you doing, Ashley? I'd like to speak to Alex Farrell. Last week I was talking to him about a very important citizen concern matter.
Okay. He's not at his desk right now. Can I send you to his voicemail?
Well, I understand there's somebody else there. I forget his name, but he's got a real long name there. And anyway, is there anybody else there? Last week, I called the Lieutenant Governor's office. But if I'm not correct, today's the 14th of March, right?
Yes.
I believe it was last week. I contacted Alex Farrow. I tried emailing him about where you have access to the Internet, right?
I do not, but people in the office do.
Is there anybody? Okay, here's the situation, okay? Last week, how long has Alex Farrow been working with the Lieutenant Governor's office?
You know, I'm not sure, sir.
Okay, are you new there, ma'am?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to figure this out here. I read in the newspapers a horror story about this person that, was it Child Services, had his way with little children for years and years and years, and the welfare recipients and the food stamp recipients, they had no voice or anything like that, and God knows how many people he took advantage of on a regular basis, but we have a serious breakdown in government when a citizen tries to report a possible serious community threat, and you know, and I asked you to go to Yahoo, which is a common Internet site, and I would assume that the Lieutenant Governor's office, you know, they're up on computers and stuff like that. Is there anybody you can connect me to that I can talk to?
Sir, hold on. I'm sorry, I'm having some phone problems. Can you hold one second?
Well, what kind of problems are you having? Are the wires about to break or something, or what?
My phone was... I can direct you to his voicemail. I'm not sure when he'll be in.
Well, there's nobody else there as of March 14th.
I'm not sure what you're... What the issue
sure
is
about.
That you want to speak with somebody
kind of
in here about.
Do you get to be able to talk to citizens of the Lieutenant Governor's office, Bill McCollum? What kind of training do you get if you're not sure about a situation?
Let me forward you on to Citizen Services. I believe they'll be able to help you.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Your call may be monitored.
Governor Charlie Crist's office, this is Mary.
Mary, I would like to... This is the Governor's office, Charlie Crist in Tallahassee, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I guess they sent me to the right place. I've been trying to... I was talking to Alex Farrow last week. Am I correct? Today's what, March 14th, 2008, right?
I'm sorry?
Today's March 14th, 2008. I write on my calendar to document that I talked to very important people in government.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, today's the 14th.
Okay. Now, last week, I contacted an Alex Farrow. I could not... email him. I tried emailing him, and it bounced on me, and it's a situation of where there is a highly dangerous career criminal that is free on the streets in Panama City, Florida, and I talked to Alex Farrow, and he acknowledged he went to Yahoo there. You have the Internet there, right? At the
yes,
governor's
sir.
Office, right? Do you mind typing in Yahoo? And then what you do is you type in the name, you go to images. Can you do that at the governor's office?
Yes, sir.
Why is that?
You can leave me the website.
Pardon me?
You've called this office before, correct?
Does that make a difference?
Can you tell me the website?
Yeah, yes. It's go to Yahoo there.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you do is you click on, you tell me when you got it, okay?
Okay, I've got it.
All right, now click on images of the Yahoo site right there.
Okay.
Now do me a favor and type in all one word, and one number. JIMBIKEMAN2. Can you type that in, please?
Can you repeat that?
JIMBIKEMAN and then the number 2. All one sentence, no spaces in between. Can you do that, please?
Uh-huh. Yeah, nothing pops up.
Oh, really? How come on the computers that I have, pictures pop up where it shows somebody attempting to pull a knife on somebody, and it also shows somebody, the cops giving the person who pulled the knife, giving them, letting them write down their side of the story. It's got where this person is attempting, they're in like in a stance like a come on and get me type of a stance and stuff like that. Why do I see it on the internet, but I don't see that? The governor's office, you cannot get Yahoo. Is that what you're telling me? And you see no images?
What's your name?
And what you're saying is that you're under oath to perjury right now, 837 of the Florida statute.
No, I mean, we can get on Yahoo. I'm typing it in and nothing pops up. Can I have your name, please?
Oh, really? Really? Then how come is I got a computer right now?
I got a
friend right now, okay, and he's typing in images.
Okay, well, sir, you know, it's just not popping up.
Oh, really?
You need to contact your local sheriff's department or police station.
In other words, what you're telling me is the governor's office is not needed. Is that what you're telling me? Your answering service is not needed? If you're telling people to call locally and they're having problems locally, where I have tried talking to Peggy McDonald, who happens to be the secretary of Frank McKeithen.
I don't know. Off the top of my head, I don't know.
No, I can understand.
But you need to contact the sheriff's department
or the police
department.
You would not know who the individual people are because there's over, what, 96 counties in the state of Florida, if I'm not correct?
I can, sir, if you tell me what city you're in, I can give you the number to your local sheriff's department.
Let me ask you something. Is the governor's office, is the open and fair government, which was transparent government, which is Charlie Crist's first executive order, would he be madder than a wet hen knowing that there are people in his office giving him a runaround, and maybe he might even put them people in prison?
Sir, I'm trying
under
to
racketeering?
You by giving, I just need your city that you're in.
Pardon me? Now, wait a minute.
City are you in, sir?
Why is that? Why do you need to know the city? If I'm talking
to the
governor's office, what is the reason why I got to tell you the city?
Okay, sir,
if I'm talking to you about corruption, and you can verify this on the internet, what is the reason why you want me to go back to the fox that's killing the hens?
Your call may be monitored.
Office. This is Mary.
Yes, Mary. I was just talking to the governor March 14th, 2008, trying to talk to him. And I guess the line, you must have a bad connection. Is there a bad storm or something in between?
No, sir. I terminated the call.
Why would you do that?
Because you were just yelling at me and you wouldn't let me talk.
Well, I told you
I was going to terminate the call if he continued to act that way.
Let me hear what you got to say.
Okay. I was trying to get the city in which you lived in so I could look up the county for your sheriff and so you could contact him.
Well, let me ask you, Mary. If I've had problems and I have not gotten any satisfaction...
Have you contacted your sheriff's department?
Oh, yeah. I just gave you the name. Peggy McDonald and Barbara Bell are Frank McKeithen's private secretaries, and Frank McKeithen happens to be the... you know, the sheriff there. Now, what I'm trying to figure out here...
Also contacted the police department?
Yes, I've tried contacting John Van Atten of the Panama City Police Department.
Okay, and have they come out to assist you?
In other situations. But let me ask you a question. What is the reason why, if I'm calling the governor's office here, what is the reason why you would refer me back to the people where I'm not having any satisfaction? Explain that one to me, please.
Well, sir... The governor's office cannot go pick up anyone that's on the street. If you understand what I'm saying,
What I don't understand, Mary, is this is, I read about North Carolina, there was a serial killer going around killing a bunch of people and stuff like that, and I am not for that. I believe, I'm trying to protect my community. And it seems to me like the people that are trying to protect the community, okay, are the ones that suffer, and evidently he's got some kind of real high connections or something like that, because, you know, I'm assuming any... Are you still there, Mary?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Mary, here's the situation. I'm assuming that any reasonable person would think that somebody that just pulled a knife on somebody might have just gutted somebody in the alley, right? Would that be unreasonable to think that?
Well, what you need to do then is contact the local sheriff's department or the police department.
Okay, and what about if I haven't gotten satisfaction out of them?
In what way have you not gotten satisfaction out of them?
There's a case, it's called O8. It's 0707860 MMMO, I believe I'm not correct. And it's a criminal case against the person who only reacted in a manner that your average reasonable person would do when somebody pulled a knife on them. Yet the person who reacted to somebody pulling a knife on them, in their mind thinking, my God, this person might have just gutted somebody in the alley. He took digital pictures of this person, and then he incapacitated him. He did not use force for force. He used lesser force than a deadly weapon. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
So what I'm wondering is Mary, how long have you been with the governor's office, Charlie Crist's office?
6 months.
Now, do they train you that anytime somebody's having problems with their local government, that you just tell them and refer them back to the
Sir, if you're having an issue with your local authorities, I can put you through to the Ethics Commission.
Are you talking about a welfare queen by the name of Bonnie J. Williams that's been there forever that don't do anything? Is that who you're talking about?
No, I don't believe so.
You know, now, does the Ethics Commission, does that put... crooked officials in prison? Or what does the word ethics mean?
They review complaints against elected or government officials.
They review them? But in other words, what you're saying is if your office decided that you wanted to prosecute these people, and that the Ethics Commission said, no, you're not going to be able to do it, that they would override the governor's office? No spaces in between. J-I-M-B-I-K-E-M-A-N, and then the number 2. No spaces in between. Would you mind doing that, please?
Okay, I need to first ask you, is this going to be bringing me to any sort of lewd content? Because I don't want to see it if it does.
Lewd? Well, if you consider somebody pulling out a knife on somebody, would you consider that lewd and lascivious?
Okay, well, are you trying to report that?
Would you mind just going there so you can witness and see it for yourself?
No, sir, that's not appropriate for me to do that. But
It's not appropriate for you to witness on the internet, Quick Communications, where somebody's attempting to pull a knife on me.
I can certainly give you the number for the Internet Crime Complaint Center. With the FBI.
Yeah, what is that number?
It's 800-251-7581. And they also have a website if you'd like that as well.
So in other words, I'm talking to the governor's office, right? Charlie's Crisp, right?
Yes, it's the governor's office.
May I ask you, Christy, how much training have you had in the governor's office position?
Several months.
Pardon me?
Several months.
I couldn't quite hear you, please.
Several months.
Do they train you in there that when there's a citizen who's only trying to get you to remedy something where the locals refuse to do anything about it, where you can see on the internet pictures of this person attempting to pull a knife on somebody, okay?
They train me in what the governor is able to, in what our office is able to get involved with and what it is not.
Okay,
now, in this situation, there's nothing that I personally will be able to do by looking at that.
Are you telling me that your guidelines are on the internet, and give me the web page for it?
I never told you that my guidelines were on the internet.
Wouldn't that be public records under 119 of the Florida statutes, or is there an exemption?
You can certainly go to the and request a public records request if you'd like by talking to our Office of Open Government.
Okay, now, so what you're telling me is right now, even though you could tell me, but you won't, right? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know that there is a place on the internet that.
That's right. You don't know, but at the same time, I'm asking you a simple question to try and see if I can safeguard the community of Florida. Are you familiar with...
What are we talking about now?
Let me ask you something. Are you familiar with the statute that the Florida Governor's Office is under?
Yes, sir. And, you know, you can
what number is that?
You can all get all that information by talking to the Office of Open Government.
Christy,
now, if you have no further questions about how to report this internet crime, then I think I'll have to let you go.
What number is that statute?
That's something that you can talk to the Office of Open Government
about. Do you know? Wait a minute. You've been there, trained. They didn't train you about Chapter 14 of Florida statutes, where it's the duty of the governor to protect citizens? They didn't train you in that?
Sir?
Yes.
I am giving you information where you can go and report this crime.
Oh, you're calling it a crime, right? But you won't look it up on the internet so that you can actually see it with your eyes. Do you know that name? Do you know somebody named Alex Farrell? Do you know somebody named Alex Farrell?
Yes, I do.
Okay, how about if I told you he acknowledged and had no problems and looking on Yahoo there and clicking on images and having the images come up when he typed in Jim Bike Man 2?
Sir, that's great. That's really great.
But you won't do it?
Sir, I'm telling you that I don't have the authority.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Go and determine whether
who is the person? What is the name of the person that gives you authority?
I'm referring you to the proper authority.
What is the name of the person that gives you authority to look it up?
I am giving you the name of the proper authorities.
And who are they?
To go and report this crime.
And who are they?
That's the phone number that I gave you, the Internet Crime.
And that's what you're telling me is all you are is basically is a glorified answering service?
Do you have a problem with that?
We're getting to the truth. So in other words, there is nobody in the Florida Governor's office that's really concerned about citizens' concerns, right?
The Governor's office oversees different agencies that are able to get involved in different citizens'
situation. Now, the governor himself and the governor's office himself, we are not equipped to deal with every single situation. That is why the governor oversees
agencies. What do you mean by equipped there?
The governor charges different agencies.
Yeah, what do you mean by equipped?
Now, if you have a problem with something that you see on the internet, the correct agency that you need to talk to is the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
You said something about that this conversation was recorded and monitored. What is the reason why you record and monitor conversations? What is the reason why you record and monitor a conversation? What is the reason why you record and monitor a conversation?